Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Gold breached the 2,000 mark earlier this year, and copper recently topped $8,000 a ton for the first time in more than 7 years. It's been an interesting year for all, and the commodities space is no exception. And to help us recap the year that was for commodities, from precious metals to agri and oil, we're joined today by Howie Lee, economist at OCBC Bank. Howie, thank you so much for joining us today. So, as the song goes, on the fifth day of Christmas, somebody is supposed to give to you 5 gold rings. Well, I'm afraid I wasn't so lucky this year, but gold prices did hit an all-time high this year. It's now back below the 2000 mark. But Howie, what are your thoughts on the year and this traditional safe haven and how it's responded on the back of the pandemic? I mean, we have seen it hit an all-time high.
Well, the last time I saw someone with what looks like 5 gold rings on his hand, he snapped and half the world vanished, and that was on a Marvel movie. So I'm glad you don't have 5 rings on your finger right now. But yes, gold did hit an all-time high. A number of factors that came into play. Of course, the amount of stimulus in the economy, both monetary and fiscal, helped. Uncertainty over COVID-19 also pushed gold higher. And of course, the whole uncertainty regarding future economic growth was also a supporting factor. Going forward into 2021, we see gold prices continuing its rally, mainly mm-hmm. because of inflation expectations. We think the U.S. still requires some kind of stimulus, whether or not there's a vaccine coming on. We think that that should translate into some kind of higher inflation down the road. And although we are seeing a bit of selling pressure on gold right now, we think it is temporary, and given the levels of treasury yields and the levels of the dollar at this point of time, which we expect will continue to decline in 2021, we think that should be supportive of gold prices next year.
So what kind of numbers are we looking at for next year, Howie?
Well, we think in the first quarter there might still be a hesitation in terms of how gold might go higher, because the vaccine will come on very strongly, the progress will accelerate even faster than what we are seeing right now. And people will say, you know what, it's full risk on, let's just abandon the safe haven assets at this point of time. But into Q2, when the world is halfway through its inoculation, people are looking at the system and saying, hey, we are having a vaccine right now, and at this point of time, why are we still awash with so much liquidity in the system? And that's when the fears of inflation might come on, we think, and that's when we see gold potentially breaching the 2000 level again.
When you say breaching the 2000 level, how high are you projecting it to go? Could we see it hit the 3000 mark next year?
Well, 3000 might be a bit of a stretch, although from what I've learned in 2020, never say never. No one thought we would see gold hit 2000 this year as well. Our model does suggest it might go to as high as 2100, but the midpoint of our forecasts by the end of 2021 would be 2050, with a very slow gradual climb from here per quarter in the next 4 quarters.
How does this compare to how other precious metals have been performing, Howie?
Well, for starters, gold is on the far end of the spectrum in terms of what you would consider a speculative safe haven or investment safe haven. And of course, if you go down the line to silver, platinum, and palladium, those are influenced potentially by supply-demand factors. So the further down you go, the more you see supply-demand factors at play. So for example, platinum and palladium, they have been on the supporting end of the whole electric vehicle story, those as well as the need for safer and cleaner carbon emissions. That's why we see those two metals being influenced by the part of the demand, as well as potential supply disruptions, especially in South Africa. Silver is somewhere in the middle, it being halfway through an industrial metal, halfway through an investment-grade safe haven asset. But by and large, gold is still the preferred asset for most investors if they want to take a safe haven or what we call a hedge against their portfolio.
And moving on to the agri space, as the song goes, okay, Howie, bear with me. I'm going to serenade you now. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gives to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day, three French hens. And on the sixth day, six geese a-laying. And it's been an interesting year for the agricultural space. New food supply chain partnerships have been forged. But what kind of impact has this had on agricultural commodities?
Well, surprisingly enough, agriculture commodities did rally, but it is not because our parents have been rushing to cold storage or NTUC FairPrice to stock up on food. There's been a number of factors at play that has pushed food prices up higher this year. Demand is of course one of them, but in the US and in Brazil and in some of these major food producing countries, there were some kind of weather disruptions. There was a drought in the US, there was some kind of flooding in India, there was a drought in Brazil as well. And that contrived to send the likes of soybean prices to multi-year highs, for example. And at the same time, I think from what we are seeing for stockpiling purposes, for food security purposes, we are seeing government stockpile a bit of these critical food supplies in their warehouses, and I think that helped agricultural prices rise higher at the same time. But all that said, going to 2021, we expect to see some kind of reversion to normalcy. And yes, there are new food chains being established. There are new food supply chains being put in place to ensure that critical supplies do not run out. But going into 2021, we expect some kind of normalcy in terms of the weather patterns, in terms of the needs of stockpiling for critical food supplies. I think we should see food prices start to ebb away by early 2021.
And lastly, Howie, before I let you go, what else are you going to be looking out for in the year ahead for the commodities space?
I think for oil, the biggest question is how early or how quickly Iranian oil will come back online, especially with Joe Biden officially confirmed as the president-elect, and there's some keenness on their end to renegotiate Iran's nuclear deal once more, and that would see the sanctions on Iranian oil being eased in either 2021 or by 2022. That should add pressure to oil prices. And at the same time, there's still a bit of uncertainty with regards to how OPEC Plus is going to add back the extra 2 million barrels a day of supplies back into the pipeline. So right now they are saying 500,000 barrels a day in January and see how from here. And we expect in the worst case scenario, if 500,000 barrels a day gets added each month, that should send a bit of pressure on oil prices in the first quarter. And therefore, we see a dip for oil prices in Q1 before it makes a straight rally in Q2 back up to $55 a barrel for Brent from the current $50 a barrel. Gold, of course, we expect it to continue rising through 2021 on inflation expectation fears. Base metals, we think, will continue to rise as infrastructure buildings keep going on, especially in China. We see iron ore regulating somewhat because of the high prices, but we think copper can continue to reach higher heights from here. All in all, I think, generally speaking, we are still bullish commodities from here. I think it will be a big reversal from the scare and collapse that we saw in 2020. And I think it would be a good thing for the economy if the commodity space continues to rally. I think it signals some kind of normalcy back into the economic space, a small portion at least. And I think that's the first step to regulating what we will see in a new normal.
Well, Howie, thank you so much for sharing all of those insights with us. We've been speaking with Howie Lee, economist at OCBC Bank, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.